Simon
Cook, Gimbal, Fei, Fehei, and Tali Aleph. Time permitting. Sit back, relax. Simon Cook, Gimbal. The Mechaber says, Hoyamid betfil of Yotzmer Ruach, Malamata Mamten, Sheikhul Erbeach, the Chazer Misparo. The halacha is with Hafacha that somebody who is Mitzviach has to stop his davening until the Reach is Nigmar. Now the question is, what does a Shliach Tzibur do if he's in such a situation that the Chura, everything that we saw up until now in the Bir Halacha is that anytime the Chura there's a Shaila of a Derabanan, then if it's a Mokim Kavod Abrius, the Derabanan is Doicha the Kavod Abrius, the Kavod Abrius is Doicha the Derabanan, and therefore there's the Chura no problem. Reach Ra Shein Le'ikr, Hafacha, which is the Reach Ra Shein Le'ikr, the Pashtis is only Derabanan, that's why the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, as we'll see Be'ezer Hashem very soon. That being the case, L'chur Kavod HaBriyah should be Madchet, if the Shat is going to have to stop for whatever it is, 5-10 seconds, it's certainly going to be embarrassing. L'chur, it shouldn't be a problem to stop. That which the truth is that even if it wasn't himself, even if somebody that's Liyodai, the halacha is also somebody that's Mefiach, it's only, the Gemara says, on Chof Yam al-Alef, you're only allowed to learn. However, Kriya Shema and Tefillah, we say, leave. Go outside and learn Kriya Shema. Now, that lechur does not apply here with regard to Chazaras HaShas. You can't leave in the middle of Chazaras HaShas. And therefore, lechur, that svara doesn't apply. And Shinmatar also Tefillah. And the svara that we had, that the Mishnah Berurah said in Siman Tzadi Beis, that a shat that needs the bathroom, maybe he shouldn't start because if Chazal were mafkiya the chiv Tefillah, and Kum Tois, if he's going to daven, it's going to be a bracha levatala, and therefore it's a shalav daraisa of lisiso. Therefore, it's not only a derabana now, it's a shalav daraisa. That does not apply in this case of Chazar Sashat, where the Shas is already in the middle of Chazar Sashat, who started a heter. The Merila Chazal were never mafkiya. So the chura from all this doesn't move, it sounds that it should be mutter. And then afterwards, I saw down from the Shevira Kosi, Reb Shammai, Kos Gros, Shlito, that he makes this whole cheshbon, these svaras and the Merila he matters in. And so afterwards, that Reb Shlomo Zalman also, in Ches Arei Kof Yud, 110, in Halicha Shloima, he is master mitam Kavod HaBriyos. Agav, you can be meisif, that it happens to be a machlekes rishenim, whether or not when somebody is mefiach, is it mamtin ad shekola ha-reach, or mamtin ad shekola ha-ruach? Which is a big difference. Ruach is just the actual hafacha. He doesn't have to wait till the reach is kola. The ra'ah, the Meiri brings down such a shita also, he learns ad shekola ha-ruach, not kola reach. And he asks the same question that the rest of the Rishonim ask. What's the difference if it's the Gemara says in Daf Chafei? I hope that Elam saw the Gemara in Daf Chafei. The Gemara in Daf Chafei says that by Reach Ra Shein Le'ikr, that it's Mamten Ad Shekola HaReach, and the Gemara is Mechalik between the day with the Chavrei. If it's the Chavrei, then it's Mutter to learn Torah. If it's the day, then it's Aser. In fact, the Rishonim, what's the difference between the day and the Chavrei? Says the Ra'ah, in a Chanami, the Staka is no difference between the day and the Chavri. Out the smell, there is no difference. Out the Reach, there is no difference. It's out the Ruach that's the difference. When a person himself is being Mefiach, says the Ra'ah, then he should stop. That's the whole difference. As opposed to somebody else, then there's not a Gia B'chal. But out the Reach, in a Chanami, does not have to stop. In a Chanami, also in Kriyashma. Correct. According to the Ra'ah. What's that? That what? Maybe B'shas Ta'afacha. You think for the person himself, how are you going to say that? I didn't say, what's that? Kriyishma, the Gemara says that there's a... Maybe since it's Shaykh there, in a Hanami, there's a Svara. I don't know. Good hour. It's a good hour. But L'chur, that would be another Svara to be another Tzad to be Mekel. Another Tzad to be Mekel of Pizis Ra'ah. The only thing is that the Mechaber doesn't pass in that way. Even if either Ra'ah, it still is not going to help the Shats at the time of the Afacha Mamish. Either way, b'makom kavod habriyos, it would be mutter. Sif beis. Bikish lotzes mimenu ruach malamata v'nitzar harbi v'en yochal haman atzmai hoylech acharev arba amas v'moytia ruach mamten et shich l'areach v'meribay no ilomim yitzaton rikov nukovim v'chulu v'choyze l'mekoymai v'choyze l'makom shepasak. The Ramah says, kol zeh mari kishim sval b'beisai o kishim sval b'tzibur da v'biyish gadol in tzarech l'archi ki kol tzishum asadeshin v'gam liyam ribayin rak vamten ad shich l'avim eno reach v'chein noyagin. Now, the truth is that the Beis Yosef also quoted this Trumas HaDeshen that the Ramah is quoting, interestingly enough, in the Mechaber, he does not quote it. It would seem that he does not go with this chiluk. The Trumas HaDashin himself was a little bit weary of the chiluk. He says, we're making up chilukim that we don't find in the Gemara. Nevertheless, it seems that the Sfaradim name one like the Ramah, the Halacha, like the Beis Yosef, the Halacha, because they have yet to see a Sfaradi be Marchik in a Beis Medrash. Maybe it just never happened. But the interesting thing is that L'chura, we never saw it even be a chizit. We never see it during Corona sometime. It should have happened, you know. There's all these. It's one of the halachas of Corona that people don't know about. Yechidus, there's all certain. There's a simint kuf gimel that doesn't apply in the base measures. The shell is, are people naig this? The chura lo yishamanu that people are naig. The truth is that really the whole halacha is a little bit shver. Shouldn't say very shver, a little bit shver. The Maariv of Mordechai asks the chura to stira in the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim says that it's mamash or kavod abrius. It's a bizoyan gadol. A person's going to have to be marchik in the base measures. So therefore, he's not marchik in the base measures. It was only said by Ba'isai. And once you're not marchik, you don't say the ribon erilamim because you don't have the biyush. That means if he's not embarrassed, you don't say the ribon erilamim. So memelo, when do you say the ribon erilamim? When you're home. When you're home, it's not embarrassing because there's no one there. So why are you saying the ribon erilamim? In fact, there's a chayv memanav shach.
What?
Oh, so maybe the pashas is that you'll hurry embarrassed in front of other people. There is a prisha that wants to say that in Echani means embarrassed in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Well, but the Rebbeinu Shalom really knows. Savi side, Shalom. What does it mean embarrassed before the Rebbeinu Shalom? Rebbeinu Shalom knows what happened. Why? What are you being machi?
Embarrassed. Why embarrassed? You think
Rebbeinu Shalom
that you're embarrassed in front of other people?
Lachur, that's the lashon. Goli v'yadu l'afenecha lachur. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. That only when it's when you're marchik and people see it, then you say the Ribon Eilamim. But Tzibur, that you're not being marchik, then you don't say the Ribon Eilamim.
Do people see it, or do you think that it's not, if you're not showing that you're embarrassed to be mitpiach in front of the Baruch Hu, so now you can go say Ribon Eilamim? You know, when you're marchik, so then
The only reason why he wasn't marchik was because Betim he's embarrassed. What should he do? He had to be mitpiach. He wasn't able to tell any ochalatzer ba'atzmai. The thing is, to be marchik when he's in a tzibur, then we say that a person shouldn't be marchik because he shouldn't be marchik because it's embarrassment. But once, it's not that I wasn't embarrassed. I was embarrassed. Since I'm so embarrassed, so therefore I'm not being marchik. Therefore there was no din to be marchik b'chalal. It's covered abrius. The melechur does know. Yesh lion whether or not there's such a din. So I saw that Rabbi Yashiv in the Shurim of Brachas, he says that lechur after Zetanayin is talking about that there's other people in his house and they see him. So it's not the embarrassment of Betzibur, but you still have other people there, and therefore there's embarrassment. Truth is that already the early Achranim say this, Makar Chaim, 400 years ago already said this, that there's other people in the house that are there. However, if you look at the Makar Chaim inside, he says, V'anu lo yireinu zet afilo b'yechidus. We haven't seen anybody being united like this, even b'yechidus, that to be marchik. What's Taka Nefshat? So he's Vlab Zer Tzarechim, Rabshad. He says that maybe B'chal, you shouldn't have to be marchik. And he says, we're coming to be chiluk on the Gemara. It's a Tzarechim. But L'chur, according to the way that the Achrein are being mazber this halacha, comes to us that this whole din of Ribbon Eilamim is quite uncommon. Why? Because if it's B'tzibur, which we hope that most people are always doubting B'tzibur, so it's B'tzibur, then it doesn't apply. It's only B'yechidus, and it's only when he's in his house and there's other people that are there. And it's only in a situation where he knew he was able to be where he knew he was going to be beforehand, and he was able to be marchik dal anamis beforehand, b'chulu. But if he was b'yechidus and he wasn't able to be marchik at that time, what happened without him going in? So it's a very, very specific case. Memela, it's kamat that it doesn't happen, and memela, maybe al arayv, rubei kekulai, and therefore the eilam wasn't reigit b'chlal. Namaisa, I didn't see, interestingly enough, I did not find in any of the poiskis ma'nenu that really discussed this halacha b'chlal. No one mentions the fact. I didn't see anybody that mentioned the fact that bismanenu we don't do this. I didn't see anybody that said, not Rishon Zalman or Rabbi Yashiv, not Nisha Yisrael. He said the b'chlal doesn't bring down the halacha. I didn't see anybody really talk about it. Makor Chaim, he already mentions it 300 years ago that they Aruch HaShulchan. Nobody Mashmoy says that in the Chrami. It's naiv. Shabur doesn't say anything. However, Lamaisa, it doesn't seem that anybody is naiv like this way. And maybe the pshat is like we're saying that it's very uncommon. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person is mefiach, however, nearly dalkoponim yirei lahazes hatzfilin v'lenatkan shloye menichan munachan al-makayman ki oser lafiach b'tfilin. If a person is going to be mefiach b'tfilin, a person has to realize that he has to move his tefillin off his head and his arm, that they shouldn't be on at the time of the afacha, because oser to be mefiach b'tfilin. And once it's not in the regular place, then kinir is kilas, it's not on you, and therefore it's not a hafach with tefillin. L'chor would have to be enough. You mamish move it over a good 2-3 inches. You just move over it a little bit, even though somebody might tell you to move over your tefillin, but it's not exactly directly in front, but you still yetze. So it has to be moved over a decent amount. Kinir, that's not so much of an embarrassment. And also on your hands, and then be put back after he's mekfiach. Now, there's an interesting thing here that Mishabur did not mention. However, in Simon Chafei he does mention. He quotes a Chai Adam that says, that if a person has to be mefiach on tefillin and he takes off his tefillin to be mefiach, then when he puts it back on, he has to make a new bracha. The same way that if he goes for gedolim, he has to make a new bracha because aser, so too by hafacha, which will mean according to this, for its pashit, according to this. And it comes out that after Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot make a new bracha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but after Shemoneh Esrei, you would have to be mashmish betfillin and make a new bracha. No. If you move them, why are you moving them? You're moving them because when you move them, they're not kilo on you. If they're still considered on you, then you're not allowed to be mafich. It's a catch 22. It has to be that it has to be that it's kilo as if you move them off. See what Rizviel says. Chura. You never took them off, Bechlal. They're still on, so what? They're not on you, but you never made siach das from the fact that you're wearing tefillin. Both brachas. Both brachas. The chur should be the same thing as when a person uses the bathroom. Whatever. Chafes of katan mem zayin. Bottom line of sifkat, you do have to make a new bracha. I think if you have a maduris dershu, he actually stels suit to simen kuf gimel. He says, "Lav dafki, you have to take them off. Look in Kuf Gimel. As long as you mazes them in Mekremer, then it's enough." She'inu what? Sifkatan. Sifkatan Chofei. The Mishnah Berurah. Last line. Simen Chofei, Sifkatan Mem Zayin. Kosev Chai Adam, Du Adin, Keshechirlet Shetzorech Lafiach, Kivan the Oser Lafiach Ben, Tzorech Lafsu Levarech. There is a yavit. It's an interesting yavit. It's more of a ktiyo. The yavit says, it says as follows: Da yesh le da gamkin the loy kol afacha shava. Not every afacha is the same. The vade lefamim noifech ruach kal sheinu moitzi kol ve'ein boi reich klal. Zeinu tarach hachakov le'yemiris ribon ha'ilamim. He says that a afacha kala that is bechlal cannot be heard and it has no reich. Then the person doesn't have to say ribon nothing. He doesn't need any archaka. Now yesh lain, does that mean that it's mutter? Mutter b'shas tefila? I didn't see anybody that really discusses that. If it's is that us or is that mutter? Well, maybe doesn't really have a din afach according to that. Doesn't have the chesaron of afach. Sif gimel. Hamas atish b'tefilasi milamata simin ralei milamala simin yafalei. Interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Telling you that somebody that's misatish, somebody that sneezes, then it's a simin yafalei. Somebody that is mefiach, it's a simin ralei. And what does it mean that it's a simin yofalai? So we saw in the Rishonim say that it's a skabel, it's a simin min hashamayim, then a skabel tfilase. So I was telling this to my children on Friday. So my 10-year-old says, "Oh, so I'm gonna take something right before I daven. I'm gonna take some, I don't know, you know, garlic powder or some, so I'll sneeze during davening." So the price came already. Do mention that anybody that has a cold or somebody that has allergies and is always sneezing, it's not a simin. That's, he's sneezing the entire time. Sometimes that sneeze that happens, lo insai, that is l'chur simin, because kivin shayis anachas ruach milamalo, so it's a simin that there, it's miskabel that's tefila. Now the shayla is, l'chur, the oil mass, that a hafocha milamata is also anachas ruach. Could also, what's the pshat, that it's not a simin tayyip. So if you look at the achrenim say that the simin ra is the fact that it has to be marchik. If you have to be marking your tefillah, then min hashamayim they're showing you, we want to be marking you from the tefillah. Now, bismaneinu, we're not marking from the tefillah. So l'chara chazra, that it's considered a good, it's a simen tay. However, it's not really that way. The pashas is that the reason why it's usher is because, even without being marking, but you have to stop the tefillah, that's for sure. A person is not allowed to daven at the time that he's being mefiach. And therefore, it's a simon hashamayim. Stop your davening. We're not interested in the davening. Whether it has to be marchik or not, lachur, that is the simon rally. Certainly, the halacha is a person should try to be maimed himself and not to be mefiach bechlal b'shas davening. Agav, once on the topic, once you mentioned before, and throughout the shayla. If a person is talking to somebody and learning, and the other person is mefiach, lachur, there's also a shayla of kavod habrius, they have to stop. If you're going to have to stop learning in the middle, and you don't have to stop, but he's going to have to stop. Lachur, as kavod habrius, you have the same svar that we had by the shat, unless it's only dafka, if it's mamish, but tzibur, yesh la'ayin. That's keeping in mind as we go through the halachas, b'ezer Hashem, ayin tes. Simin pei. Mishen yochel yisham mefiach. Misha Bori Lois says Machaber, 100% sure. Shaina Yochalaman Alasma Lafia Hashik Makriashma Vatvilo, Mutiv Shiavrasman Kriashma Vatvilo Vala Yispalma Shispabla Gufnoki. From Avrasman Svilo, Onasum is Palman Khashtaim. Imir Lois Yochalaman Alasma Shas Kriashma, Yenech Tvilin, Bein Avalu Kriashma, says the Ramo, Mavar Chalein. This is the halacha of somebody that's Bori Lois. If it's not Bori Lois, it's a suffix, says Misha Bori, you don't have to worry about it. But if it's Bori Lois, that he's not going to be able to be shamer himself from Hafocho, and it's better to skip the tefillah b'chlal. The mashmoyis of the mechaber is to skip tefillah and kriyashma. However, the way that Mishnah Berurah, that maskanas Mishnah Berurah seems to be that even though in the Biralacha he blives tzarachin why it is this way that you should be vatal tefillah, however, it seems to be clear that Mishnah Berurah is going here and in Siman Lamed Ches as well that a person who has this issue should not daven shmoneh esrei. Rather, should daven mincha twice. If he doesn't daven Shmoneh Esrei, says Aruch HaShulchan, as well, you do not daven Psukei D'Zimra, because Psukei D'Zimra is Niskan together with Shmoneh Esrei. And that we saw before in the Ki Veger, that Tzali Zeb is there. Women are Mechoyim Shmoneh Esrei, so maybe Mechoyim Psukei D'Zimra. Says Aruch HaShulchan, if a person does not daven Shmoneh Esrei, then he also does not daven Psukei D'Zimra. However, with regard to Shema, says the Mishnah Berurah, that with Shema, one should not pass Zman Kriya Shema because of the Shash, it's the Shail of the Raisa. And therefore, he shouldn't be over his man Kriya Shema because of this chash. Now, there's a little bit of a stira, it seems, between the Reish and the Seifa. Some of the Olim was more of this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah, he says, this is only applies to somebody that it's a one-time thing, b'mikra, that he ate something that does not agree with him, it upset his stomach, and now he has this issue. However, if there's a problem, if he has a problem for la'olam, he has this issue as a choli, if you're not going to allow him to daven, then mutter lo lispal b'lo gufnoki. For anything, Eved Kanani. However, it says for a minyan, it's mutter because tefillah is a mitzvah derabim. I ain't shemun the rishonim what the mile is, whether not, how it applies here exactly as a shayla. But Shmoneh Esrei, tefillah is referred to as a mitzvah derabim. Lachur, there's a little bit of a steer between the Reish and the Seifa. He says if it's a one-time thing, then let it go and daven mincha twice. However, if it's forever, let's say it's not a one-time thing, it's not forever. Let's say it's for 2 days, a day, 2 days. So he's not going to be able to, his stomach is shot for the day. So that means he's not going to be able to daven Shacharis or Mincha or Maariv. Tomorrow will be fine. But he's not going to be able to be Mashlim, his Tefillah of Shacharis. Because once you miss the next Tefillah, then you can't do Ashlama. Once you hold him by Maariv, you can't do Ashlama. I would have thought that L'chura, the Iker is that you could do Ashlama, because the Bir Halacha is really blibes Tzarachin on this whole Halacha. The Maisi is not Chiluk on the Machaber, but in L'chavaya L'chidushay. If you're going to miss one tefillah, then mispala mincha shtayim like lashon of the mechaber. But to go ahead and now miss tefillah for 2 days, a day, 2 days, that may be lechur the Mishnah Berurah would not be maskim. Afterwards, they saw that the Eli Rabba mamash asked the shayla. The Eli Rabba brings down the sermon and he asked the shayla, what's going to be the halacha if it's 2 days that you can't do hashlama? So first he says lechur that in echanami leilum is lav dafka. If it's more than one tefillah in echanami, you should let it go. You should daven. Then he says something interesting. His lashon is imishum ha. Sorry, Inami, even the efshel etvila lahashlem ayidei nedava kshemachadish by shum davar lachin dafka la'olam beinon. He says by tvila you can really do tvilas nedava, so you can be mashlem all your tvilas from beforehand. So one Tuesday afternoon we'll spend second seder and we'll daven 4, 5, 6, 7 different shmoneh esrei to make up for all the shmoneh esrei from beforehand. Ayidei tvilas nedava shichadish bedavar. Now we lamaisa do not do that. So we lahadrut lachera to our original teretz that it's lav dafka. And in Echnami, one time, a person, if it's going to be more than one tefillah, then a person should not give up his tefillah. Rather, he should daven, and if he is meifiach, then he should stop and wait till the reich is dissipates, and then continue.
If you don't know the time of your first tefillah, that's going to be the next tefillah as well.
If you don't know it's going to be lachur, if you think that it's only going to be one tefillah, then lachur should just give up on that tefillah. That's what I'm going to say. One would do that. There's what to be semichon. You have a going to be semichon. Lachur. Makom asafik. The question is if they're mafkia, then it's a shalav deraisa. If they're mafkia, then it's very shalav deraisa. Somebody be mitzi. As a shayla, if somebody else is being made to you and you're mafiach in between. So this is a real shayla, by Shemei Karina, are you allowed to continue? All these types of things. We'll get Bezer Shem, we handle a little bit of din of Shemei Karina. Are you allowed to be chewing something in your mouth when somebody is Shemei Karina? If you can't daven and somebody else is being made to you, is that fine? So if a person himself is mafiach, another person is being made to him, how does it work? Simin Pehe. There's another halach over here of Meiraglayim being metaftef, maybe we'll leave that for now. Somebody that's attached to a catheter, so the person would say that it's not a problem, we shouldn't know of such things. But if there's a smell, it would be a problem, but maybe we'll leave that really, the halachas, for when we get to Tzayin Meiraglayim. Simin Pei Hei. Be'ezim Mekoyim is also likris kriyashma. Lo yei lechad mevoyisim to an office, yini echad le'opivik with kriyashma. A person certainly should not start learning Kriya Shema in a Mevoyis Metun Ofis, and even if he's in the middle, he should stop when he gets in a Mevoyis Metun Ofis. And it does not help to put your hand on your mouth. Now the shayla is, what are you doing by putting your hand on your mouth? Why would you need to put your hand on your mouth in the first place? And if you need to, what is it going to help? The truth is that we saw in the Gemara says there was Machlekes, whether or not a person should lane Kriya Shema when he gets a Mevoyis Metun Ofis. Rabbi Shuma Levi and Rabbi Yechanan, they both said that you do. Chizda was not masking. Now, the Gemara asks the Sira in Rabbi Shuma Levi and Rabbi Yechanan, that L'chor we see that it's also to be Mahar in a Beis Akisei, which means in a Mokom Metunuf. So how could you say that you're allowed to lane Kriya Shema? Says the Gemara, Kan Ba'imir Kamba Mahalech. That if a person is Mahalech, then there's no problem of learning Kriya Shema as he's passing through a Mevoyis Metun Ofis. If he's going through the bathroom, then he does not have to stop. And even though we had a Maisa with Rabbi Yechanan, that he seemed to tell his Talmud, who was passing, Rabbi Avoh, who was passing through, that he does have to go back, even though he's Mahalech, where it says that was only the day, but Rabbi Yechanan himself holds Yitaka, don't have to stop. What's the Pshat? Says the Ritva and the Rajbo, because when a person is passing through, then it's not his Mokim Chaniyah. It says, in the Torah that Hayom Achanecha Kodesh, that in your Dalet Amais it has to be Kodesh at the time that you're saying Shem Hashem or Dvar Shebekdusha. If you're just passing through Mevoyis Metun Ofis, since you're on the go, then Memila, we don't look at every spot that you're passing through as your Mokim Machaneh. It's only when you're stationary, then the four Amis around you are considered your Mokim Chaniyah, your Machaneh. But if you're passing through, we do not consider your Machaneh, and therefore it's not a problem to say Dvar Shebekdusha. Now, if it's not a problem to say Dvar Shekedusha, then why do you have to cover over your mouth? For what purpose are you covering over your mouth? Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Prisha, Koloi Meshakurei Kolkach Balachas, Shatshein Anikur Klal Shem Rachas B'Svasov. Sounds like you're trying to make it that it's Kilu as if it's not Nikur B'Chlal that you're davening. And therefore, what? Why does that allow it? Why do you need to do that? If you look at the Lezmeisha Harwitz on the Gemara, he seems to say that it's to make a heftik. In other words, which could be that in a chanami, it's not me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin yitaka, it's mutter. However, sepasnish, it's not matim that a person should be davening in a mokim of a mavois mutter nafis. So even though medina, it's mutter, however, it's a genai. Al derech, what we saw in Rashi, Rashi says to walk into a Beis Akise with your tefillin. Rashi Chav Gimel Amaral says to walk into Beis Akise with your tefillin is a gnai. And the Chorinim say it's only gnai, but it's not an iser. Memela for Hatolos Meraglaim is a tzad that it should be mutter. It's only a gnai, but in a chanami, Mokum Atzerech, Kenzami can be matterin. Therefore, over here, Lechatchila, even though if a person was saying Shema, he doesn't have to stop, he shouldn't start, or if he's passing through and he's ready in the middle, then he should cover over his mouth, that it shouldn't be a gnai adover. I found in the Shurim from Rabbi Yashiv, he says the same thing also. It's Mishumba, covered of the Dvarim Shebekdusha, that a person should cover it over, that it shouldn't be that he's saying it Lahedia and a Makom Atunov. But in Chalami Medina, Lechura, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it shouldn't be a problem. It doesn't really help us too much because we Lamaisa Paskin that. It's Asr. Now we will Dan. What's the story with our bathrooms? Mirat Hashem, we'll get to our bathrooms. It's Gemara Daf Chavov that says Beis Akisei Shaparsoi does not have a din of Beis Akisei. What is the status of our bathrooms? Mizmanenu, do they have a din of Beis Akisei? Means if you're passing through, are you allowed to? Even if you're not passing through, could be that Bechlal, you're allowed to be Mahar in a Beis Akisei. That's a Shiloh. The Lamaisa, a regular proper Beis Akisei, that's Siv Beis. It says Mefurish it's Aser. Afilu lahar b'divrei Torah Aser b'beis Akisei b'beis Amerchot u'mokem atinufes. Vu amokem sheish b'itzayu u'meiraglayim. Any place that has tzayu u'meiraglayim is considered mokem atinufes, and that's Aser. Afilu hilchos Amerchot Aser l'umad Amerchot. However, dvar m'shachol motolim m'sham lashon hakodesh. Chin kinuim is Aser. No, let's say kinuim of Hashem. So, not just the b'beis Amerchot, b'beis Akisei is Aser, b'beis Amerchot is also Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ki nafish zuama b'seichay umos v'avali kitzayu beis akisei." A beis amerchot is mos because of the zuama. What zuama are we talking about? So, if you go into the shower room in a mikvah, so very often it's full of zeya and hevel, and that's the chora what they're referring to, the zuama of the beis amerchot. In the place where the actual mikvahs are, even if it's heated. There's usually not zuama, there's not zeya, and there's not hevel, and certainly not in the outer room. The actual halachas of what halachas the outer room of the mikveh has, because my name, they really do have the three rooms. There's three rooms. There's the outer room that everybody's dressed. There's the inner room that half people are dressed and half people are not. And then there's the most inner room that everybody's not undressed. That they have bismanenu with the voice. That's a mefurish simin pei dalid. We're gonna get up to that exactly what halachas each place has, what you're allowed to say in each place. However, lechura l'inyanenu, what amokim zuama is lechura a place which is full of zeya, which could be that maybe a shvitz also for that might be if it's a place which is mamish full of zeya and hevel and koim. I'm not exactly sure, but I would think that the place that we could relate to maybe is the shower room of a mikvah. That would be usur to say dvarim shebekdusha. The Dvarim shel chol, it says mutar lomrim shem b'lashon hakodesh. However, to speak in lashon hakodesh is not a problem if you're speaking divrei chol. Now the question is, are you allowed to speak b'chlal in a bathroom? Is a person allowed to speak in a bathroom? So the truth is, it's a Ramon Simen Gimel. I don't know how to describe the pasuk with regard to this. However, the Ramon says in Simen Gimel Siv Beis, Yehi tzinua beis akisei v'leigal atma yat sheyeshiv. That was the Mechaber. The Rama says, "V'layelchu shnei anoshim biyachad gam leidaber sham v'yizgur adelos badu mishum tznius." Or the ruah. So it could be that it seems that the Achrenim understand that they're all because of tznius. A person should not go with another person, and he shouldn't speak there, and he should close the door, all because of tznius. L'chara, it's not tznua to be talking, certainly not talking on the telephone, if everybody could hear you, but talking to somebody else while you're there. I guess that other people should know that he's there. Al tznius, he shouldn't speak. Now, if that's the case, so what's the Mechaber talking about over here, that it is Mutar Lomrim? So someone said to say that it's talking about they went to the bathroom not to use the bathroom. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself is Mechalek between Simen Gimel, between whether or not the time that he's actually using the bathroom or not. And he says, Imu Letzerech Gadol, Efshe Demutar Ledaber, Kozman She'ein Nifne Adayin. Avo Be'esh Nifne, Af Letzerech Gadol Aser. Be'esh Nifne, even Letzerech Gadol Aser. If he's not Nifne Adayin, then it's Mutar. Now let's see, he goes inside to brush his teeth. He goes into the bathroom just to brush his teeth, or to give a kid a bath, he's not going inside, but Chalas uses the bathroom. The Chura, it's hard to understand why there should be a problem of tznius over there. People shouldn't know that you're brushing your teeth. I think it's a great idea. Everybody should know. What would be the problem? The Chura, it shouldn't be a problem to speak in such a case. Befrat, if you're done, Bizmanenu, that our Beis HaKisei does not have a din of Beis HaKisei, as we hope to see. We are machmer, batim lechatchila. However, certainly as a tziruf, lechero, you could be metarfit. Now, what's the story with saying Shom Aleichem in the mikvah? You get up and meet somebody, you haven't seen him after Corona, you haven't been in the mikvah for a year, and sure, you come there into the room, and as you get inside, you see your friend you haven't seen in a year. Shom Aleichem, Chaim Yanko. Is it mutter to say Shom Aleichem? So in Mr. Brewer, it's mevura that a person is not allowed to say Shalom, Shalom Mishmoy Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mimela in the middle room of the mikvah would be Aser. That we'll see certainly in the Makom that's full of Zeya. It has that halacha. Let's leave out the middle room exactly for now. But the Makom of Zeya would be Aser. Maybe there, yeah, Chari there doesn't pass to say Shalom Aleichem either. Bizmanenu, which the Poiskim, and the Poiskim Dan, how about Mashlomcha? Can you say, how are you doing? That's also Lashon of Shalim. If you're just calling your friend's name, whose name is Shalim, Shalim, that would be fine. But to say Shalim, Shalim, that Lachar is a problem, because you think Shmei Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, according to this Lachar, anything which is a kinyan of Kadosh Baruch Hu should be a problem. So, if somebody mentions somebody, you hear what happened in Rechman HaTzlan in Meiron, you're not going to say Rechman HaTzlan. Rechman HaTzlan is a Shem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe mentions in Tshuva, Chelik Dalet Siman Mem, that the Rahman is the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aramis, and in Megillah one should not say that. What's that? Rachum itself is machlokes a poiskim whether or not it's Rachum is the Mishnah Berurah says gamrei adam mechavnim behem lefamim mechunim behem lefamim kmo shenem rachanim rachum etzadik. However, Rachmana, we never refer to a person as Rachmana. Maybe the Torah referred to as Rachmana, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is only Rachmana, not another person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw it in Nidon also. Can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Say Hashem. Can you say Hashem? How are you doing? Baruch Hashem? I'm not saying Shem Hashem. L'chor, it's the way that you refer to Ribbono Shel Olam. The truth is that there's actually a pasuk in the Torah, Dvarim, Chof Ches, Mem Ches, Nun Ches, in the Teichecho, that says, L'yiro es Hashem HaNechbar, es Hashem Aleikecho. Hashem HaNechbar, referring to Ribbono Shel Olam. Hey, Shin Mem, L'chor, that would be Dafike Yam, actually, in Chilik Beis, Simon Gimel handles this, he's the one that shells through this pasuk. He handles this, L'chora, it is a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, one should refrain from saying that also in a place where it's also to be maskir, Hashem v'chinuyav. Are you allowed to bring in a dollar bill, because it says in God we trust? Leishamanu, that people are makvin on it. Leishamanu, maybe you should keep it in, you do it here, that people are makvin on it. Or makvin on it. You keep it in your wallet and keep it in your pocket, then l'chora it should be fine. Now, one of the questions was, can you sing Charasho, Slava Bogu, whatever the word is? The Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here. Actually, that exact word. Boga, Balashin Polin Verusia. It's Baruch Hashem in Russian. That's what it means. And therefore, one should not sing it while he's in the shower in the mikvah, though in his house, maybe it's okay. It's not a makom thing. Stop singing it. If you know the words, it's okay.
regular
if it's psukim, no, you shouldn't sing the psukim. That's the chiddush is that's not a pasuk b'chlal, but it still has Shem Hashem there. Memela, one should not say it. That is with regard to Simin Mem Hey. Simin Sadi Aleph. Hey Hey, sorry. Sorry? No. Especially if it's in a Yesh Lahim. Especially if it's in a song, I don't think it's Levatel. That's not. Simin Tzadi Aleph. Halachos that are very negea and maybe not 100% clear. Even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem that it's 100% clear. In the Rishonim, it's actually not 100% defined as where do we draw the line. Sheyazer Masnav Yechaser Reish B'Shas Tvilo. Hoyset Talis Chagur Al Masnav Lechasoysei Mimasnav Lamato Os Lespalat Sheyechaser Liboy. Vimloy Kisas Liboy Shenenas Vimrei Yiskasa Hove Kisar Vos Lespal Yos. The Loch is a person, the Gemara says, the person does not, even though he's allowed to say Shema without covering his top half of his body, Shemen Esri Yitz Aser. We'll see when we get up to the Halachas of Shema that even Lechatchil Lishma, one should not daven like that. However, Shmuna Esrei, it's Aser Mamish to do that. And however, B'diavad is Yotze. Now, what happens if a person is by the beach and he sees the sun going down and there's 3.5 minutes to Shkia. And it's either now or not. It's either now in his bathing suit without a covering on the top, and or with a covering on the top. With for those that Shkia is the deadline. Whenever the deadline is for the people that 50 minutes after Shkia.
The whole top has to be covered?
The whole top has to be covered. Let's see, we'll get to that. Okay, so we're going to see.
So,
1 second. You can go into the water. So we'll see in Siman Ayin Dalad, based on Hashem Yisbarach, that the Gaon says that the Vasikin that laying Kriya Shema in the water, they also continued afterwards, and they davened Shemar Nes in the water, because you have to be Mas Mechgulet Tefillah. Should you do that Lechatchila? No. The question is, you're out because the lifeguard chucked you out of the water. So, you're not going back in. The question is, you have 3 minutes. You can go into the sand. If you have a way to get to dig 5.5 feet into the sand in the next 3 minutes, plus davening Shemar Esrei, that's also an option. The truth is that it says about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that he would come out of the sand and put on clothing when he davened, even though he didn't daven Shemar Esrei, he only said Shema, which is a Shiloh. I saw Rabbi Yashiv in the Shurim, they asked Rabbi Yashiv, why did Rabbi Shimon Baruchai have to put it? The halach is, you don't have to cover yourself. So Rabbi Shimon Baruchai Shema, he has to cover himself. The shayla is, what's the person supposed to do? It's an einus. There's no one else there, he can't borrow anything, he doesn't have anything. Somebody took his bag with all his clothing, he doesn't have. Bekitzer, it's either not daven Shemar Esrei or daven Shemar Esrei without a top. What should a person do? So we saw in the Bir Halacha is Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam says an interesting lashon. He says, "Lechatchilo lo yase, im lekisas liboy, ashenen asvein lebemai iskasa, hoyo vekisir vasev yispala yotzo, ulechatchilo lo yase." All the Achrenim ask, "What's lechatchilo lo yase?" You already said that. That im over vispala is yotzo, lechatchilo lo yase. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to say, the Bir Halacha wants to say that Lechatchila Yaseh means that even if the person is nanas and he doesn't have another option, he should not daven. It's better to miss davening than to daven without a... That's not how you're aiming. Even though Bidi Eved, you're Yaitse, but it's better not to daven Lechatchila. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is Matmiya on the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, I don't understand. We know that Shas Tzchak ki Bidi Eved Ami. And Memela, since it's a Shas Tzchak and you don't have your anus, and you don't have something to cover yourself with, then it's like a b'di'evin. Since b'di'evin you're yaitz, then the pshat tzchak, you should be able to be yaitz. You should be able to daven like that. As they affect the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's how he names on lahalacha. Now, b'chlal yish la'ayin on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik this din from the Rambam. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Torah quotes the Chatchilo Yaseh, and the Mechaber does not. He doesn't bring it down, and he doesn't bring down the lashon of the Rambam. So even if you're naniach that you want to be medayik Rambam that way, the Mechaber didn't pass in that way. So, L'chura, there's maybe a little bit of a smach from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Mechaber to be Mekel. Now, if a person is wearing an undershirt, even if it's a sleeveless undershirt, L'chura, where his heart is covered, then that's already much better. That, first of all, maybe we have Rabbeinu Yoino. We saw this in Machlekes Rishonim as to why a person has to cover the top half of their body. Mishnah Berurah says because you're Rashi says you're Emel Lefnei Amelech, so therefore you have to cover your heart. Says the Bach, it's obviously it's just not your heart; it's your whole top of your body. If you're Emel Lefnei Amelech, Rabbeinu Yonah says something different. Rabbeinu Yonah says the lev is the aver hanechbad mikol evarim, and Emelah therefore it has to be mechusah. Now, if that's the case, then lechur, even if you're wearing a sleeveless undershirt, but your lev is mechusah, even if the rest of the top of your body is not mechusah and it's a sleeveless undershirt. The truth is that I saw in Rabbi Yashiv in the shurim. He makes a good. There's a good point there, that I think he actually brings down the person that wrote on the shirim brings down from his brother, maybe to be Mazbar, Rav Yashiv said, but it's a little bit shver the Rabbeinu Yonah. Since it's the Eivra Nechbad, that's why you have to cover it. Since it's the Eivra Nechbad, that's why it can be uncovered. Well, what does it mean? Since it's the Eivra Nechbad, that's why you have to cover it. Fakir, it's the Eivra which is the Shafo, like the Erva, that's why you have to cover. Eivra Nechbad, you don't have to cover. What does it mean? He says, Pshat is that it's the Eivra Nechbad, even though it's the Eivra Nechbad, it still needs to be covered. Even the Lev, which is the Eivra Nechbad, it's a Chiddush, even it's a Afilu, it still has to be covered. Recall Shekin, everything else. But mainly, even Rabbeinu Yonah is masking, that has to be covered. However, the truth is that the Bach says that the Pecheach, somebody that doesn't have his sleeveless shirt, even though he shouldn't be a Shat, however, he's allowed to daven. And therefore, somebody's wearing a sleeveless undershirt, for different reasons, he's allowed to daven. Now, it happens to be Rabbi Yashiv there, goes like the Aruch HaShulchan. Why? Because he's medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Im lekisas liboy, oishenenas ve'in lebemayis kase. He has an oinus, and he doesn't have anything to cover himself with. What is he bringing this down? Oishenenas ve'in lebemayis kase. He's coming to tell you that lechatchila, you shouldn't daven like that. We already know that. He says that even if this person is not nenas, if he's coming to tell you that b'diavad you yotze, we already told me that. Even if a person wasn't nenas, b'diavad is yotze. What's he coming to tell me? Oy shenenas v'ein levamai yiskase. So he says that it's coming to tell you, in a case where you're an oynis, in a chanami, lechatchila, a person is allowed to daven. A person is allowed to daven in such a case. It's only if a person is not an oynis, then a person should not daven. If he has, even he has to be matriach himself. Even if he himself, he says Rabbi Yashiv, if he himself doesn't have clothing, he should borrow clothing from somebody else. But if he doesn't have the yichelus to, then he would be allowed to daven in such a case. So there are the Gedolei Poiskim do lemaisa go yesh la'ayin the Bir Halacha himself. It's only in the Bir Halacha. He doesn't bring it down in the Mishnah Berurah. L'chur, if a person is really stuck, you'd be allowed to daven. Now somebody just asked me a question, and it actually came up, a relative of mine, this past Friday. Not exactly that bad, Baruch Hashem, but somebody asked me a question. Somebody fell asleep on his porch and he got extremely burnt from the sun. And now the doctor told him that he can't wear a shirt for the next 2 weeks because it's going to scrape at his skin. What's he supposed to do? What is this guy supposed to do? Is he allowed to daven? He's not allowed to daven. So now, according to Aruch HaShulchan, L'chor for sure is allowed to daven. Now he's an honest. What is he supposed to do? However, you can be mitzvah that even the Mishnah Brura might hold that you're allowed to daven in such a case. Why? Because was the Mishnah Brura talking about that a case where you're not going to be able to be mashlim yourself afterwards? In a case where you're not going to daven, it's better to daven and be mashlim yourself mashlim the tefillah afterwards. But if it's for 2 weeks, the guy can't be du'a shlomas for 2 weeks. We're not doing 21 tefillahs over here afterwards. So l'chor, in that case, maybe even the Mishnah Brura would be maskim that he could daven. Now I thought of another eitzah, and that is, we'll have to wait till we get up to Siman Ayin Dalet Ayin Hey. Well, l'chura, if you put yourself into a refrigerator box and there's no 10 tefachim between you and the box, then it could be that you're considered mechusa. It's not gilui erva, and you consider as if you're mechusa, and memela, possibly you'd be allowed to daven like that. Now, we're going to have to work this out with the rest of the simon here, whether or not a person will be omer lifnei hamelech in a refrigerator box. But in a chanami, l'chura, if you could work it out, a burqa or something that will just drape down over you without touching you, that's also fine, so long as you're covered. Even if it's not touching you, that is also okay. Now we'll see exactly where we draw the line. Mirz Hashem. Sif Beis talks about wearing a lechera, a belt, or a garza. Sora klazer izer b'shas atzvila, afilu yesh loy avnet. Avnet. What does the avnet mean over here? Avnet means, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Vav, by the bracha of Oizer Yisrael Bigvura, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Avnet the Hacha hu Michnasayim, v'chein ha'Avnet she'hizkir ha'Shulchan Aruch reishtim in Tzadi Aleph. And our simon is also Michnasayim. That means even though you have pants, however, a person should wear a belt. Mishum hikoin, avashar brach mitzvah v'rach b'leich ha'gvura. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, quotes to Rabbeinu Yochum, that says that somebody that always goes without a belt doesn't have to wear a belt. So what's this halacha talking about? There's somebody that has a belt. Don't take off your belt for davening. That's basically the whole halacha over here. If you have a belt, then al tadin of hikurin, the belt should be on for davening also. Don't make sure that it's not taken off for davening. But there's no special din over here of wearing a garza l'chera. It says miu midas chasidus, says the Mishnah Berurah, af b'chi agavno. It sounds like there is an extra din. Al tadin of the Shulchan Aruch in a chanami, there is no din. However, midas chasidus af b'chi agavno, that a person should, somebody that doesn't wear a belt all day, he should put on a belt. Yesh la'ayin, whether it means somebody that has a belt that he has to put on a gartel also, they bring down to the Chavetz Chaim when he davened with the chasidim, he would put on a gartel. Certainly, if you're davening for the Amid in a minyan where they wear a gartel, certainly you should be wearing a gartel. The Dersha brings down, I saw a number of people bring it down from different gedolim, from the Stifer, from Shlomo Zalman, from other people. They say that it was really that which a person had to, in those days, a person, if they were going to a chashev to meet somebody, they would gird their loins. They would really tie their belt around them very tight. It's sort of bring their clothing together. It should be more mesudar when they're going to meet them. Because manenu, we don't do that, and it's not a kavod, and it's not a ma'aseh of hikarin. people do clear. So how do we do hikin bizmanin if you don't wear a gartel? So yes, you should tuck yourself in. Certainly, a person should tuck themselves in for davening lechera. Some people wanted to say, I heard B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, I don't know, that you close the button on your jacket. I saw B'Shem Zaman say that closing the top button for your shirt is not considered hikin. I don't know if we would agree when it gets to a jacket, it's not considered hikin. The nekuda is to be masada yourself for tefillah. That's really what it is. And kol kama that a person is masader, then that's fine. There's no specific din that he has to put on something else in addition. A person. What's that? Oh, so they talk about it, somebody that it depends what type of pants he wears. If it's a pants that needs a belt, he wears a belt. If it's a pants that doesn't need a belt, it doesn't wear a belt. So then, I would think that in such a case, that's also not a problem. So long as the entire day you're going without a belt, that's also not a problem, even though sometimes you do wear a belt.
If you're wearing a coat which has a belt, then you need a belt.
That's also fine, because as long as you have the... It's not really the additional belt. Shall is if you light a daven in a coat. That we'll get up to in a minute. Sif Gimel. There are those that say that a person should not be mentioned the Shem Hashem with the Reish Megula, and some people say you shouldn't even walk into the shul with the Reish Megula. Certainly Bizmanenu, we're very makbid on this. Earlier, Mishnah Berurah discusses that Bizmanenu, one should not sit even in his house without a yarmulke. We're very makbid. Al-Pi the Taz and Siman Ches, who discusses this. Now, if a person davened without a yarmulke on, somebody just mentioned to me that happened to him, his hat fell off, he took his hat off or whatever and he forgot, and his yarmulke was in his hat. And he got to davening and he was davening without a zap or without his yarmulke also. So now, this is the chura, the shaila is, does he have to daven again? Moshe is mechadish in Igris Moshe, chelek dalet, simen mem, he's mitzadid. He doesn't say for sure, he blives sarachin, he's mitzadid that even if it's ba'inis, then a person has to, or a shayig, then a person would have to daven again. Because it's a chasar nechuk v'seim le'seleichu, a person would have to daven again. L'maisa, Shlomo Zalman, and other person that I saw, no one really took the, it was only a suffix, and ain vaday shall, the rest of the place came right to me, sveikoy shall remesha, and therefore, b'di'evet, a person would not have to daven again. If your towel's on your head, for sure it's not a problem. The only case would be if a person is mamash b'gilu resh. Now, what's the story with women? Do women have to cover their hair? Now, we're not talking about a girl who doesn't cover her hair ever. A woman that generally does cover her hair, and now she's at home, and she doesn't have, her hair is uncovered. Or she's in the mikvah, and she wants to make a bracha. Does she have to cover her hair? So, it's not mefurish l'chera. There's many people that are mitzayin to chasam sefer nedarim, daf lamed amud beis, that discusses this issue, actually. Ayin sham, and chedushim. But, they discussed it, we discussed it in the Siman Reish. In Simin Reish, when you get to in Yeridea Simin Reish, when you get to the Birchas Atvila, that it seems like in America they're not as makbid. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they seem to be much more makbid, and the Balanit will cover over the woman's head with, if she's a Sfardi, so she's Bechlal not in the water, so she usually cover her head before she makes the bracha, and then go into the mikvah. However, a Ashkenazi woman who's making the bracha in the mikvah, generally does not bring her head covering into the mikvah, and the male, they'll cover her head with a towel, ukedeme, that she should be able to make the bracha.
Like a yarmulke.
Not al-sinin of tznius, but al-sinin of being mevarech, a woman that generally has her hair covered, she should not make a bracha with her hair uncovered, with her head uncovered. Not al-sinin of tznius, but al-sinin of al-sa. Is it maker adin? It's Kivega that discusses it. It doesn't seem to be... We said that your hand can't be a covering, and she doesn't have a sleeve on at that point to cover over her head. And therefore, so is it ma'akiv? It seems like it's minig. It's hard to say that it is ma'akiv. Here they seem to be makbid on it. Lechatchila, if she could, and I don't think that it's.
Why is a married woman different
from a girl? It's only a chesaron of. It's like a bizoyan more. If you usually have your hair covered, and now you're making a bracha without it. If you always have your hair uncovered, then it's not a bizayin. That's what we're discussing also, as well.
Why would you have to?
Not al tzedin of tznius. Nothing to do with tznius. It has to do with the covered of the bracha, that it doesn't pass, that somebody usually covers their hair, should be make a bracha in a massive of a bizayin.
It does seem to be covered right here, only that you go down. Does it not make a bracha because it's covered at home?
She herself? She herself is not a problem, but Vashti. It's not, even she herself, the halacha is that she's allowed to make a bracha if she's totally undressed. She's chala, peta la chala, Gemara says. She's allowed, even if she's totally undressed. The woman herself. A different woman is a shayla, machlek is Rishayna. Now we'll see him, Rith Hashem, in Simon Ayin Dalad Ayin Hay. Is that Gemara talking about where she's covering her head? I didn't see in the article if they discussed that. I don't know. I hear? Aruma doesn't mean that the rest of her body. Does it mean that she's not covered? In a Chanami, is it Midino? I don't know if it's Midino. The question is, now that the Erlim is Naig, it's more Bizmanenu Bechlal in those times, they didn't have to cover their head. It's only Bizmanenu that were so makbid to cover her head like they were in those days. It wasn't so pashat that it was Aser. There's a theory in the Midrashim whether or not there's an Isser to be Masker Shem Hashem Bechlal with the hair, with uncovered, without a brush, without a... L'maisa Bizmanenu, we are makbid and we don't make any brachas without it, which would mean Simin Dalet talks about Koivim, Hakuim, Ikash, Chashivi Kisui, Avanachas Yad al Reish, Loi Chashiva Kisui, Imachar Maniach Yad al Reish, Shalzeh Mashmet de Chashiva Kisui. This is talking about woven, not the straw hats that we have Bizmanenu, the straw hats we have Bizmanenu are proper hats. In those days, the straw hats that were woven weren't so perfect. So there was a lot of holes there, and sometimes the hair could even be coming out, and sometimes it was Paratz Merub al Oimin. However, for the most part, the place can say that if it's a hat is a hat, it's a covering, that's considered a kisui. If it's your own hand, we saw that's not considered a kisui, somebody else's hand is considered a kisui. The best thing to do if it's your own hand is to, if you have a sleeve, pull the sleeve and cover your head with the sleeve. Now, since we're so makbid not to make any brachas without a head covering, therefore, if a person's talus falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we saw this before, and his yarmulke went along with it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says you should not be Mesatif in your talus in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says you could be Mesatif if it's Mafriya you, only being Bracha LeBracha. If your talus with your yarmulke fell off as well, then you take your yarmulke and you put it back on in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Yeshlein, once you do that, L'chura, you could probably put your talus on as well. If you were Mesatif back then, you could. If you're not Mamash being Mesatif in it, certainly you put on your yarmulke, you cannot continue without your yarmulke. Sif Hei. Lo yamid ba'pundosai v'liberesh megula v'reglayim megulim im derech anshei ha'mokom shlo yamdu l'fnei ha'gidoylim ele v'bote reglayim. A person should not daven in an oifin that he would not be aimed l'fnei ha'gidoylim. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean that you should not daven in an oifin that you would not daven l'fnei an adam gadol? So, I don't think that anybody would be going to an adam gadol would meet them, a chash of a person would meet them with a talus stripped over their head. Nor would he meet them with tefillin on and his jacket draped over one of his shoulders. What is this? What does it mean that you're aiming the So imishum ha, it's really not such a taino, because if that adam gadol told you that you should meet him dressed together with a talis, then in the chanami you would. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. So it's not such a taino. However, the question is really where do you draw the line? What's considered? Where do you draw the line? The Aruch Hashulchan says klala demulta. Leinin begadim, klali shaldavar shatzarech liyispalul vebegadim shiyotzi behem lerechoyv. That you go out to the street with. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself even mentions this. He mentions in the middle that it, depending how you would go outside, ubizmanenu shatzarech lahasim be'ez atfil ha'koyv ha'bereshay kiderech shahelech berechoyv. So he's just trying to tell you what type of koiva it is, but not because he's going out to the rechiv. Not exactly clear. But the way that the Aruch Hashulchan says it, it's the way that you go out to the street. And then he talks about a certain type of rope, and he says, if it's e'efshur for him to go outside like that, then he shouldn't wear it. Mashmai says, e'efshur means that you wouldn't do it even b'shas adchak. You wouldn't go outside in your pajamas. So Mamela, to go outside in your pajamas, for sure, to daven in pajamas, you should not do. A person with a robe, now what if a person is not feeling well? So he's in his pajamas, a person in the hospital, is he allowed to daven in his pajamas? That's what they have. So the place can say, it's not how you go outside, it's how you invite people into your house. How would you greet them in their house? Would you greet them in your pajamas? No, you wouldn't. So Mamela, you don't daven like that for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, if the person is not feeling well, or he's in the hospital, then that's how he greets people. I was once by Adam Gadol's house, and he wasn't feeling so well, and he was in his pajamas, but he had his kapata on, he had his frock on top. It was, so that's it. He's not going to meet a person without the pasnish. But so lechur depends on how you'd go outside and how lav dafka, how would you go meet the president of the United States? If it would be like that in the days when he was a chashuv person, in the days that I don't even know what to do.
Is it personal daf or?
That's a very good question. Is it a personal das whether or not it's Adam Kosher? I plead the fifth on that one before I get into trouble. The question is, I think that most people, if they were meeting somebody, the president, they would put on a tie. And we don't see that people are makpid to put on a tie. There are people that do, but few and far between. Certainly here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not mekubal. Even though on Shabbos, everybody would wear a tie. Even the people that do when they go to daven, you don't. So it's not exactly so clear what is it. I think it's more the oilam nems on, like the Aruch HaShulchan nems on. How would you go out onto the street? How would you go out onto the street? And Mamela, that would be the defining factor.
So shorts would not be aser if such a person exists.
Lacher, shorts would not be aser if a person wouldn't be makbid to go on the street like that. And therefore it's aser.
What?
No. Oh, so now that's a very good question. Is it defined? Is this subjective or objective? Who defines how you go into the street? Let's say everybody would go into the street. Let's say I wouldn't go into the street without a tie, but everybody else goes into the street without a tie. So now, is it defined by everybody else? I would think the mashmaus a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah is he says hakol tol if yiminig amakoymos, even though he's talking about how a person would dress, not if you're. Not you as opposed to everybody else. Minigam HaKemis means that's how the general oilam goes. Mamela, if a person, just because a person wouldn't go outside if he doesn't put on a tie, he wouldn't go outside if he doesn't, doesn't mean that that's the way that Hidafki has to daven. If as long as the normal eifin is to go outside without being makbid on that, and then lechura, that should be fine also.
If you live in suburban.
If you lived in? Your oilam. What's that?
You're in the country, government
is
fine.
Keep it shut. Now, exactly what to tell your wife, I'm going to leave it up to you. But you shouldn't say anything. However, no, there's definitely a certain basic amount that a person should do. A person goes into bed and he taka realizes he didn't have a marav, you should get dressed. You should get dressed again. Out the cover of the tefillah, out the. Now, what the story is wearing, raincoats and things like that. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses it, and he says in the winter it's mutter to wear a raincoat. And Rosh Hashanah says also anything else that you're wearing because of the cold, like a scarf or a gloves, ukedeme, that's also fine. Now he says similarly, if you have a plastic on your hat, then if it's samud to your hat, then it's okay, because then it's like takes the contours of the hat. Now some people say that you should take that off. I think everybody agrees that if you have a Rami Levy bag on your hat, then you should take it off for davening. It's only if it's samud, it doesn't look funny, then a person, then there's a thought to leave it on. To wear boots, people, I think that's totally in how you go outside. Is it how you go outside or how you stand in front of Gedalim? Go outside, people would go outside like that. Stand in front of Gedalim, most people would take off their boots. Rubbers, I would think, especially the rubbers they have nowadays, if the rubbers that just go over the bottom of the shoe, they're not so big, they look, very often they look exactly like shoes. You can see that they're rubber, they're not exactly shiny, but they even have nice designs on it, and I would think certainly if people go outside, and probably people would not be embarrassed to stand in front of Adam Chashuv. Now, what's with earplugs? That was one of the questions that we had. Can you daven with earplugs? So, I think... I don't know. People go outside with all types of funny things dangling from their ears nowadays. Earplugs is not so common. Maybe ear pods, but that's more common. I don't think a person would go in front of Adam Chashuv with earplugs in his ears. That yesh lahein. The Crocs, I think, is similar also. Crocs? What? No, even if you're just going to say Shalom Aleichem, you're not going to say anything. You're just going to pass in front of the guy and say, and you go through the Rebbe, and you're also not going to have the earplugs in. By davening? Meister Rav, we have. Meister Rav? I'm not. I think it's telling this thing. I think it's. What's that? By Chasana. I hear. If that's how people go, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It might depend on what the earplugs look like also. Bear that in mind. What? Oh, Mamash and Meister Rav. We have a Meister Rav from Adam Gadol that was doing it. So I mevatel my dad. The Crocs. What's the story of Crocs? Can you wear Crocs during davening? I'm going to leave this up to the Olam because I'm going to get felted either way.
To go outside.
Okay. Meister Rav, we have. Some people definitely would go outside with it, and some people definitely would not go outside with it. Now, what happens if a person gets a davening, and it's either davening with a hat or without a hat? Davening without a hat, b'tzibur, or davening with a hat, b'yechidus. You left your hat at home, and now it's these are your two choices. What's that? Because the Mishnah Berurah says that you should. Oh, so yesh lain. Bizmanenu tzarach lasan beis atzvila koyva bereisha gedera shayilcha berachoyv liber koyva katan shetach zah koyva. Kein derach laman kem lefnei anashim chashuvim. So now, what's the story? Bizmanenu, people would go without a hat. Certainly if you're meeting a goyisha, important VIP, then you probably take off your hat. Many people would take off their hat. They wouldn't specifically wear a hat, that's for sure. Went specifically, unless you work for Agudat Yisrael, then dafka, you wear your hat to show them that this is where we are. We're not taking off our hats for anybody else. But if you were invited to the, I don't know if everybody else would wear it. Certainly some bedafka they would do. Maybe you would, because that's the type of person that you are. But you're not putting on the hat to go to Adam Gadol. Now the question is, can you? No, that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is coming lafuki from that. That's everybody's going to leave on the yarmulke. But if you're going to go to Adam Gadol like Reb Chaim, Havdol of Havdolis. You go to Reb Chaim, you go to Gadol Hador. Certainly, you're going to put on your hat. Now, so the Poskim disagree here, and I think there's a really hashkafic question more than a halachic question. And Shlomo Zalman says in Echanami, you should not daven. They bring down in Lichas Shlomo that if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, then this is only a mile of hikoring. As long as you're wearing Yamal, plus a mile of hikoring to wear a hat. Therefore, don't miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. He says, however, you should be mavar. Well, whether there's another a minion afterwards. Usually, there's another minion afterwards that you can be able to get. That's what he says. Reb Chaim, they bring down, says that in Echanami, Havdamin Chaim L'Chaim, he says that Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim Kanevsky Shlita says that you should rather daven b'yechidus than daven without a hat. Now, I don't know how the question was asked, and what was it from a Ram in a certain yeshiva that wanted a, who knows. But there are other shikulim. In a Chanami, there are other shikulim, and if it's a Bachar in a yeshiva, ukedemeh, then it's a Pirtin in the yeshiva, because then you don't start davening without our hat there. The male is to rather daven b'yechidus then daven without your hat, depending on what the situation is and what yeshiva is, v'chula v'chulu. But a person has to take in these other shikulim. You're right, in the Chanami, maybe you should go to the Ezes Nashim Ukedeme, daven somewhere where it's not such a pirta, even if you're going to, depending on what it is. If it's in Shtibs, then some people do and some people don't. So, machne shtoyz, in the Chanami. The last sif over here.
You're someone who normally doesn't have a hat.
You are, but it's machmas einis. It's a din in hikrin. You're right. Lechatchila, a person should. We're also talking about a person. Obviously, a person that doesn't wear a hat generally doesn't have to wear a hat during davening. We're talking about a person that does wear a hat generally, and now he doesn't have that hat. Whereas he's machmas to wear a hat and a jacket for davening. A person that's not machmas to wear a hat and jacket for davening, you don't say, oh, he came to daven. What should he do now? Put in a hat or not? What? Is where he's machmas for davening? The kud is here as davening. He's not. Mechuyev to, he's not. I'll say, in and of Hikrin, maybe there is a Maila. But there's. Yeah? Yeah, in a chanami.
Some of those hats are like totally disgusting. It's a zayin.
I'll tell you the truth. There's something here that you bring up a good point, and I don't have a good answer for it. And that is, I didn't see anybody, any of the Rishonim or the Achronim discuss when the Gemara says that your top has to be covered. No one says that if you throw a blanket over your top, that it's aser. Your top has to be covered. It doesn't say how your top has to be covered. It doesn't say that if you cover it with a sheet, then it's a problem. No one would walk with Nei Adam Gadol like that. You have to be daven in a way that you're covered like you would be covered when you go to an Adam Gadol. But Lamaisa, this certainly the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be taking it a little bit further than that. How a person would be aimed b'fnei Gdolim, that means that boots and things, and what do you mean you're covered? What's the problem? Zikr, they're taking it a step further than that, even though it's not mefurish in the Gemara and the Rishonim Lachera, that it has to be a certain type of cover. However, they're taking it further. So with regard to a hat, which doesn't look so nice, so then, lemaisa, you're being covered, you're doing Mimkarim Dazin. A person should have a nice hat. I don't have an answer to that question. One thing I do know is that the Chazon Ish said that he doesn't have any Sveikas Bechlal, because with any subject that he has, he always checks first in the Shulchan Aruch to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. So Kinira, it wasn't the Shaila. Sifvav. The derech of Tamid Chacham Tamidim is that they should only daven k'shehim atufim. What does it mean k'shehim atufim? Does this mean that you should be covered, your head should be covered? That's the third halacha in this siman that tells me that you're not allowed to daven without your head covering. Sif Gimel tells me Yeshir Mishas Laitzi Askarim Pi Bereish Megula. Sif Hey tells me Layamid V'Lei Bereish Megula. Sif Vav tells me that you should only daven k'shehim atufim. What are all these halachas of covering your head? The truth is that the makar for this halacha is really a Rambam, and the Rambam, the makar for that Rambam, is Gemara in Shabbos and Gemara in Brachas Daflam and Amud Beis, that's talking about wearing a talis by davening, and the Rambam says in Perek Tzitzis Gimel Yud Aleph that even a person is not makbet to wear a talis the whole day or tzitzis the entire day, you're not mechuyev to. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, not mitzvah chiyuvis. V'yoyser, a person should be makbid be'eitz ha'tfilah. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Chav Dalet, the Mechaber brings this down. And he says, Nachon le'loiv she'e al mabushim, talking about tzitzis, le'pochet yizor she'elovish tzitzis b'shas ha'tfilah. L'chor this din of ituf is mashma that it means to be mis'atif in a talis. Lav dafka, that it means that it has to be on top of your head. Lav dafka means it has to be mis'atif in the a person should be wearing tzitzis b'shas davening, as far as the way that I saw. Hago ve'eitz zam yesh lachabik yedayim v'yitz ha'tfila kavda kamemari v'sholm yesh lachizkashi b'begodim noyim nisbal. This is exactly how a person is supposed to hold his hands during davening. We'll see that in Mirtz Hashem and Tadi Alv, exactly how you have to hold your hands. Now, some people, it's hard for them to hold their hands in a specific way. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Chibik yedayim hu shechivik etzbois yodav shalzeh b'shalzeh kadom shashiv etzboisav kishmitzdar. He's grabbing his hands. Some say that one should not put their fingers in between, fingers into the other fingers. Not exactly sure. Eliyaniach, he brings din on himself. Eliyaniach yadav zel zek, fusin, ve'ein tivei, says the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. And with this we will end, Be'ezer Hashem. Ve'ein tivei b'nei odam shavim bazeh. People's natures are not the same with this. Some people, it's very hard for them to daven like this.